Hello, bold business leaders. Welcome to your 15-minute inspirational clip for the Woke Babe. This is a podcast series for women who want to rise higher. I know we're all busy, so thank you for giving yourself these few moments to level set your day. I am grateful. Namaste. Today I want to talk about something life-changing, meditation. You've learned the benefits of meditation and you know what they are. You've probably overheard it from a friend. But there are things that happen as a benefit that I want to share with you today. I looked at my app and it said that I have done over 200 meditations, 200 days of meditations. And I have to tell you that there is a huge difference from the first day I started until today. It's not about standing in the middle of the forest quietly, saying Om over and over again. It really starts with just you saying that you're going to just be. You're going to be the observer. You can start with a guided meditation, which is what I did for 5 minutes a day. I gave myself those 5 minutes each day before work. And I didn't beat myself up if I missed a day just because of timing, but I said, look, I deserve these 5 minutes. Every time my ego tried to talk me out of it, I simply said, I have 5 minutes. Now goodbye, ego. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, with meditation, when meditation is mastered, the mind is unwavering like the flame of a lamp in a windless place. Always remember this, please. When you hear that voice that tells you to delay things or says things that are not really of your best interest, that is your ego. I often call it the chatter in the brain. It's the one that says, just take another nap, or you don't need to go to work out today, or just do it later. This is your ego. Your ego says this because it wants you to stay with the familiar so it can stay in control. So just say hello, chatter, and move past it. If you ignore it, you're giving it resistance. So just remember, it's just that, chatter. So as I said, there are many benefits to meditation. Meditation can actually reduce stress. I've noticed I have a lot of anxiety and stress, and I've noticed that I am less reactive. Meditation increases compassion. Loving kindness meditation, there's one called Metta, M-E-T-T-A, is a compassion-based meditation that actually enhances brain areas associated with mental processing and empathy. Meditation also improves focus. And I'll include a link. This one's from ResearchGate, but you can read the full article in all of these benefits to read more if you're interested. But meditation also improves relationships. Knowing that the other person is angry, one who remains mindful and calm acts in their best interest and for the interest of others too. This is something Buddha said. So to remain calm is what meditation provides you with, and that truly is mastery in life. Meditation also improves your memory. I've included a link here about spatial and verbal memory. So I could go on and on, but the benefits are clear. Our ancestors knew about the benefits of meditation, and now it's time for this generation to embrace it. We have so many things coming at us that we think we have to react from outside when really we just have to go within. You have nothing to lose and so much to gain from these 5 minutes that you give yourself. You know, the beauty of meditation is that you can do it anywhere. That's the beauty of it. As busy moms, busy people, busy lives, when you're at work, all you have to do is take a deep breath, close your eyes, and breathe out. This helps you center yourself as you go from one project to another, or one meeting or another, or you drop off your kids in the chaos of traffic. You can do meditation anywhere. I found this amazing tree when I was at Disneyland. I was resting and breathing, and I have moments where I just get very overwhelmed by crowds. As an empath, that tends to be an issue for me. So I sat down and meditated. This is such a beautiful thing. I noticed the trees. That's another benefit of meditation, is you start to actually hear nature. I used to get to work and not know how I got there. And now I can actually hear the birds, and I like to keep my window down. I actually find TV and radio to be disruptive. Again, this is after 200 days of meditation, but you literally have all you need to be anywhere at any time. You can recharge with this very simple breath of life technique. It is beautiful. If you're in front of a stage, wherever you are throughout your day, know that you have this gift of meditation with you. I've included a link so that you can take those 60 seconds even and just breathe in deep. And when you breathe in, you let your stomach contract. And when you breathe out, your stomach goes in. It's the exact opposite of the way we breathe every day, but it is amazing. So I want you to remember that you're doing this for yourself. You are doing this so that you can grow, that you can evolve. And as a strong and bold business leader, you need to be centered, and you also need to give this gift to yourself. Trust me, it will be worth its weight in gold. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for listening today. I am grateful for you, and I am grateful for your time. I believe in you, and I know that you can truly shift into a life that is full of abundance, love, and light. Please reach out to me if you have any further questions or need guidance or help. I'm here to serve at Bold BIZ Coach. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, or you can sign up on my website of Strong Women at kinjalpik.com. Have a wonderful day, and we'll look forward to talking to you once again.